Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Louisiana classifies abortion pills as controlled substances. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, the state of Louisiana became the first state in the nation to officially recognize the dangers of chemical abortion drugs by classifying them as controlled substances. While the abortion giant Planned Parenthood and the U.S. Food and Drug Administration routinely claim chemical abortion is safe and effective, evidence shows that the drugs can harm women with severe complications. Governor Jeff Landry signed SB 276 into law, rightfully classifying mifepristone and misoprostol, the two drug regimen that serves to starve a baby to death and then expels the baby from the womb, as Schedule IV drugs, placing them in the same category as some opioids, painkillers, and mood-altering depressants.
You know, Matt, I challenge anyone. Obviously, these drugs kill children. That's a no-brainer. But I challenge anyone to really look up and see the number of women that are harmed and that die through these abortion pills.
Yeah, earlier in the month, the state legislators overwhelmingly adopted the law by a vote of 27-4 in the Senate and 63-29 in the House. The law criminalizes possession of the two-drug regimen without a valid prescription, adding that to the state's Uniform Controlled Dangerous Substance list. In addition, the measure also makes it a crime to coerce, quote, criminal abortion by means of fraud, close quote, which is the act of giving mifepristone to an unsuspecting pregnant woman to induce an abortion. So it is a very strong law. The law specifically exempts pregnant women from any prosecution for possessing the drugs for her own consumption. However, for all others, the measures levy steep penalties for violations, including the potential jail time and fines up to $5,000 for possession. Punishments for coerced abortions can carry up to 10 years of jail time and fines between $10,000 and $100,000, depending on the gestational age of the child during the crime. So, you know, it's amazing that somebody would give a woman one of these abortion-inducing drugs without the woman's knowledge about it. Right. That they would intentionally try to slip one of these drugs into a drink or whatever medication that she would consume, and then she wouldn't even know that she has this drug in her body and start going through contractions and eventually have a, quote, miscarriage, expelling the baby because of this abortion-inducing drug.
Well, you know, the state senator who was the chief sponsor of this law named the bill the Catherine and Josephine Herring Act after his sister, who, just as you mentioned, was unsuspectingly given mifepristone by her then husband. He had obtained the drugs in Mexico, and the drugs caused Catherine serious, lasting side effects and the premature birth of her daughter, Josephine, who survived. Presley noted his sister discovered the poison attempts and then took the abortion reversal pill to save Josephine's life. And Mason Herring later pleaded guilty to assaulting a pregnant woman and injuring a child and was sentenced to 180 days in jail. I mean, here's one example of how this can easily be handed to a woman. She doesn't know what it is, and then it harms her and her child.
Wow. And this was her husband who got this drug from Mexico and gave it to her without his wife's knowledge.
And you could see the situations of that happening, say, you know, a male partner, whether it's a husband or a boyfriend or whatever, saying, no, I don't want you to have this baby. The woman has the wants to have the baby, and then slips the pills to her.
Yeah, puts it in a drink or puts it as part of vitamins or other kind of medications that they're taking.
And, right.
And wow. That's amazing.
Yeah.
So he has, the senator, Thomas Presley, has a direct connection to why this bill is necessary. This happened to his own sister.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable that that would happen. But here, this is a good decision, good law here. Louisiana already protects women and unborn babies with a near total abortion ban, with exceptions to preserve the mother's life and for fetal anomalies where the baby is unlikely to survive outside the womb. Under these exceptions, mifepristone and misoprostol could be prescribed, but under the drug's new classification, doctors will need a special license to prescribe for both the noted abortion exceptions, as well as treating women suffering from miscarriage complications for which mifepristone can also be prescribed. In addition, the abortion drugs will need to be stored in special facilities. The law will take effect October 1, 2024. So what's happened is after Dobbs on June 24, 2022, overturned the abortion decisions of Roe versus Wade and Planned Parenthood versus Casey, a number of these states, like Louisiana, other states around the country, either had laws that came back into effect that were in effect when Roe was originally decided in 1973, or they passed new laws that are very pro-life. They protect the women and they protect the unborn children. So what's happened then is these abortionists, and there is a report of one in New York doing this, started to send this abortion-inducing chemical drug across state lines in states like Louisiana, like other states, Florida, Georgia, Alabama, that have pro-life laws. They wanted to send, and they have been sending these abortion drugs into the states to bypass the abortion restrictions that are there. So you can't have an abortion clinic, for example, in Louisiana, that's a physical brick-and-mortar place, actually violate this law. There are criminal penalties to it. But what they're doing is they're actually mail-ordering into the homes of these people or into their mailboxes, wherever they get it, this drug that is clearly antithetical and in violation to the state's abortion laws. Mm-hmm. So Louisiana now classifies these drugs as controlled substances because the Biden administration, combined with Clinton and Obama through those years of those presidencies, they liberalized these drugs, allowing them to be FDA approved, and then allowing them to be sent by mail, allowing them to be done without an in-person visit. So these things can be just sent across the nation into somebody's mailbox without a consultation with a doctor.
Right. And of course, we're waiting for the decision from the U.S. Supreme Court about the abortion pills would come out any time now.
That's right. So, you know, in this one case, this reporter, news media outlet in New York did this story about this abortion doctor that was sending out these abortion pills. And New York allows telemedicine. So this doctor was prescribing tens of thousands, started off as 4,000, and they got up to 10,000. I don't know how much they're sending out now. 10,000 pills a month. Wow. And we're talking about millions of dollars that one clinic alone is making by sending out these abortion drugs, which these are deadly drugs. These are designed to kill an innocent human being.
So I would imagine he'd be sending some of those pills to states that are pro-life states.
They're sending them to, they're intentionally, actually, remember in the interview, they said that they are intentionally targeting states like Louisiana, like Texas, like Florida now, like Georgia, like Alabama, like these other states that have pro-life laws. They're intentionally targeting those states to get around the laws that are in existence.
Wow,
they're openly saying that they're intending to engage in a conspiracy to violate the criminal laws or the state laws.
Can you imagine such an evil intent to not only destroy unborn innocent children, but also women?
It's unbelievable that this is happening, and they are so blinded by the money that they make that they are willing, just like the Nazis, to brag about their killing of innocent human life, or brag about, you know, Hamas taking videos of slaughtering innocent people in Israel.
And in this situation with this bill, this was her own husband that did this.
Yeah, you know, that's unbelievable.
That he would kill his own child.
That he would try to kill his own child and harm his own wife.
Yes.
Because he did not want to have a child. You know, right now this is a big issue, and I encourage other states to do the similar action that Louisiana has done, and that is make sure that these particular medications are controlled substances and stop the importation across state borders, because these are intended to kill children and they're intended to specifically get around the current laws that protect human life.
And this law is a great template for other states.
Absolutely. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/life.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org.